A Category 4 hurricane has struck Puerto Rico, and the devastation goes on for as far as the eye can see. It appears at first light that the entire island may be without power, and that what we are potentially witnessing is a human tragedy unfolding on a scale the island has never seen before. Hurricane Maria didn't just destroy the power infrastructure in Puerto Rico. The catastrophic storm also presented an incredibly challenging and complex restoration process. For over 100 years, Southern Company's commitment has always been steady and strong, and our decisions and actions in Puerto Rico proved to be no different. One person who had to make a series of difficult decisions was Kenan Davila, a Protection and Control Field Services Senior Engineer with Georgia Power. He'll never forget the morning of September 20, 2017.
The hurricane strike in the morning of September 20th. I remember I was here with my wife, and you know, we knew it was going to be bad, but we never imagined how big it was going to be. I remember that we lost completely 100% of communication with our family at 4 a.m. That September 20th. And you know, I mean, we didn't know what to expect. We only thought that it was just, okay, just a communication issue. I mean, things are going to get better. But you know, with the time, after seeing pictures and videos on how bad was the island and not even able, you know, to communicate with our families, we don't even know the status of our family in Puerto Rico until 2 weeks after the hurricane. So you can imagine how hard were those 2 weeks after September 20th.
Then one day, everything changed.
We were making phone calls daily. I remember I was waking up at 4 or 5 a.m. just making, you know, I mean, my routine was calling my mother-in-law, calling my aunt, calling my cousins, anybody, you know, that actually could potentially say something to me. And we were like that for 2 weeks, just making phone calls, looking on social media for pictures and videos, and, you know, and we didn't have any kind of news, you know, from them until one day that I woke up, you know, as usual at 5 a.m. and I called my mother-in-law. You know, her first words were, "We are alive."
Sometimes total commitment can be as simple as coming together in a time of great need.
I'm not the only Puerto Rican in this company. I believe we are a little bit over or close to 200 Puerto Ricans working in a Southern Company. So, I mean, I knew that I was not the only one that I was going through this. I remember that morning on September 20th, I mean, probably about 8 or 9 a.m., I mean, we and I say we, you know, I mean, a really close group of friends. I mean, we just start creating chats and groups on Facebook and emails, just trying to stay together, you know, trying to share any kind of information that that anybody had. My coworkers actually were really supportive too, you know. I mean, they help us a lot. I mean, we were basically on the mentality like, I mean, we don't know nothing about them, but, you know, I mean, we hope they're going to be okay. But, I mean, we were looking for ways, not even just to establish communication. I mean, we also needed to find ways where we can send, you know, I mean, some goods like water, like clothing, like generators, I mean, anything. I mean, I think, you know, the success story here was that actually we all come together, you know, as far of Puerto Rican Southern Company employees, you know, and we stayed together, though. I mean, giving each other support.
When you're surrounded by energized people sharing a passionate commitment around a common purpose, anything is possible. Kenan Davila, one of our own, picks up the story.
You know, I feel blessed, and I'm going to share this on September 20th. That first day the hurricane, you know, strike to the island, I sent out a quick email to one of the executives. So the fact that actually we were able to go back, you know, and do what we do best, which is provide power. I mean, it's just amazing. I remember I have some friends here in the United States where their companies basically they didn't. It's not that they don't even care about the situation on the island, but they did just the minimum. You know, I mean, Southern Company via the two different groups that they sent out there, the IMT and Power Secure. I mean, I just feel blessed to be part of that group. You know, I mean, we did a huge impact. I mean, it is just hard to describe. I mean, how important our help. You know, I mean, our work in the island was like, I mean, just to be able to energize people every single night with all the challenges that we were facing and just stay out there day after day, you know, I mean, without even thinking on quitting and just come back to the mainland like some other companies did because of the struggle. It just speaks volumes, you know, about our commitment for the work that actually we do.
As each day passed, Keenan's commitment evolved into something even more, a life-changing experience.
I remember when they called me and they told, hey, Keenan, I mean, we got this opportunity, you know, to go to Puerto Rico and help out. I mean, are you willing to go? My first answer was yes. And then, you know, I hang up. And then I start thinking about me going for an initial commitment of 4 weeks, you know, and my family. I have a newborn at home, plus my daughter that she was about to turn 3, and you know, my wife, we didn't have any families here, so it was really stressful. I remember that within probably 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you know, I talked to my wife, and then I called back and I said, no, I can't leave my family. And and it's kind of funny because then I called my wife, told her, listen, I don't think I would be able to do it. I can't leave you here for 4 weeks. And she said, you know, Keenan, I mean, I know you've been looking for this opportunity. Go ahead and do it. We will figure out. And then within 1 minute, I called back and I said, forget about what I told you. I'm on my way. You know, we went on the first couple of weeks of months, you know, I was basically, I went from FaceTiming my daughter and, you know, she's asking, Daddy, are you coming tonight, blah, 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 up to the point where at least I was able to sleep with her. You know, it definitely take a lot of stress out of your body. I mean, it was a huge relief. I mean, even though I was spending a lot of time because it was a big, the sacrifices that actually we made is not only us, the people that was inside of the mission. I mean, our families, they made a huge, I mean, you know, sacrifice in order to support us. I wasn't the only one. I was probably one of the lucky guys that actually was able to bring their families. But you know, I mean, I met Limas. I haven't seen their families for 3 to 4 months. And you know, I mean, it just like you get to the point where you know you need that special boost, you know, in order to continue on. And definitely my family was out there with me, you know, helping me. I was lucky enough that actually I had the opportunity to bring my wife to the island and my two kids. I went to Puerto Rico for 4 weeks initial commitment. And then that 4 week turns out to be 2 months and then 3 to 4 months. So we got to a point where I talked to my wife and I said, listen, I think probably it's easier if we make some adjustment. She quit her job here in Georgia and she said, you know, I mean, I know this is gonna be, you know, a one life experience. So let's go for it. So she came with me, even though when I barely had time, you know, to see them at night. I was leaving the house on dark, coming back, you know, to the house on dark. But at least I had a couple times where actually I was able to sleep with, you know, with her and my kiddos. So I barely had time, you know, to spend with them. But at least the fact that they were really close to me was a huge relief. I'm an engineer. I work, you know, for a power line. So I was basically looking into all the damages to the power grid. I mean, I even though I started here, you know, with Southern Company back in 2006, I never disconnected 100%, you know, from the island.
While Keenan Davila's connection to the island will never end, for Alabama Power Company's Stephen House, the challenge was just beginning. Working on 50-year-old power lines at 3,000 feet of unforgiving elevation.
I had no idea what to expect, just from people I've talked to that had been there. And pretty much everybody you talk to, nobody ever went up in the mountains where we worked at mainly. And, you know, down on the coastline, it's flat and all this, but up where we was working at, you know, 3,000 foot elevation sometimes. I mean, even with working, we had to, you know, we had to change the way we do things because we have never dealt with any terrain like that. And, you know, it was a lot of work, a lot of big hills and jungle, you know, real thick brush and everything else. And it was nothing like home. When you see what we did and the terrain we worked in, and, you know, but none of that even mattered. It was just being committed to the people of Puerto Rico to try to restore their power as safely and quickly as possible. Trying to figure out how to get to places, you know, there'd be like little roads where they'd have poles that was down that hadn't been maintained in 30 years, and just trying to find a way into some of the places. But we had the guy was on truck with me. He speaks Spanish, and so we found out if you could find an older gentleman and my partner could translate to him, they would take us and show us ways to get into places when they built the lines 50 years ago. It'd have took us a lot longer if it wasn't for the help from the people over there, was showing us ways to get in and just little roads that they built in to set a pole that, you know, it growed up and you never could find it, and just getting them over there to go around and show you how to get into places. Because like I said, the terrain over there is nothing like I've ever seen.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, total commitment wasn't just embraced by the people at Southern Company. The local community also responded in kind.
Well, one thing that really stood out to me, there was a guy over. His name was Nelson Seda. And our first day going up the mountain and started working, he had come out, and he was a retired policeman from Miami, Florida. And he was born in Puerto Rico, moved to Miami, then he worked there a while, retired, and moved back and started a security company. And he come out the first day, and he said, "Hey, guys, I appreciate y'all coming over here." And he said, "I want to help. He said, I want to help keep y'all safe. He said, these roads are curvy and treacherous. And he said, if y'all can get me a traffic vest and some signs, I want to control traffic for y'all." And he come to work every day. I think one day he called in and said, "I got a doctor's appointment, I'm not going to be there." But he worked every day with us side by side, directing traffic and showing us, you know, ways to get to places and helping us out. And to me, that was, for somebody to do that, that speaks a lot of their character over there. It's like everybody was like that. You know, it was, you're coming in doing good for them, and they want to do whatever they can do to make you happy or keep you happy, but really they didn't have to do nothing. Just the looks on their faces was rewards enough for me.
Putting our values into practice when it matters most is what sets us apart. Keenan Davila and Stephen House's stories are just two of the thousands that have made a difference in Puerto Rico. Listen to some other stories here and be proud of the company you keep every day. Southern Company, building the future of energy.
The SOPOD Network.
Your voices, your stories.